Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Inside the Mind of Mech. I'm your host, Mind of Mech. Today is April 8th, 2024. Happy Monday. There are three things I want to discuss today. First is the solar eclipse. Then next is the South Carolina Gamecocks winning the Women's National Championship yesterday. And then I want to preview the men's game tonight between UConn and Purdue. So first things first, so let's get into the solar eclipse. So there is going to be a solar eclipse today, and I have some information about that for you all. So today, on Monday, April 8th, a solar eclipse will cross North America, including a 124-mile band in the state of Ohio. So for anyone that's in the state of Ohio, we have a front row seat to the solar eclipse, so please get prepared. Let me see here. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between the sun and the earth, appearing to completely block the sun. At that time, the sky will completely darken for those in the path of totality, where the moon completely blocks the sun, leaving a shadow for up to 4.5 minutes. This is a major thing. It's like these major astronomical events happen every few years somewhere on the planet. So if you ever have an opportunity to see this based on where you are and based on your like geographical location, please take advantage of that opportunity, because for us here in Ohio, they're rare to happen in a specific location. And like the next one that's going to happen in Ohio is projected to happen in September of 2099. So most people that are living now might not make it to that point. So if you ever have a time to see it, if you ever have an opportunity to see it, please take advantage of that opportunity. Ohioans will be able to view the eclipse Monday afternoon, sometime between about 3 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. So I'm definitely going to look at it. This is going to be my first time seeing a solar eclipse live. I have my glasses. Make sure you have your glasses. Please don't look at the solar eclipse with your bare eyes, because you will damage your eyes. So make sure your glasses are, you know, suitable for the event. If they're old, they might not be good enough. Make sure, you know, you have the right information with that. So I have my glasses. I'm prepared for the event. I'm looking forward to it. So let me know where you all are going to be watching the eclipse from. I'm going to be watching it from my residence. Some people are going to be on the road watching it, but I'm interested to know, you know, how you all plan on watching the eclipse, if you are going to watch it. So yeah, moving on. The South Carolina women Gamecocks defeated the Iowa Hawkeyes yesterday, 87-75, in the women's national championship game. This was the last game of Caitlin Clark's collegiate career. So she went out, you know, on the losing end of things, but she had a great career. I thought it was a great game. Caitlin Clark came out hot. I think she dropped 18 points in the first quarter. That was unbelievable for her to come out that hot against the number one defense in the country. But then, you know, South Carolina made some adjustments. They finally got their offense going. And Raven Johnson did an incredible job on Caitlin Clark. Her defensive pressure, you know, full court, her physicality was, I feel like, the difference in the game. And when she was the primary defender on Caitlin Clark, I believe Caitlin Clark only shot like 5 for 20 after going for 18 points in the first quarter. She seemed to struggle with Raven Johnson as the primary defender on her. And one of the like incredible plays of the game was right before halftime. Caitlin Clark was dribbling the ball. I think she wanted to get the last shot of the half. And Raven Johnson stole the ball and took it coast to coast for a layup. You rarely see on-ball steals at elite levels of basketball. So, and especially for that to happen to Caitlin Clark, like, it just shows the kind of defender that Raven Johnson is. So, you know, even though she only scored, I think, 3 points, she had one field goal and a free throw. Raven Johnson's impact on the game was immeasurable. A lot of times you can't measure defense by statistics, and you just have to go off of the impact and what you see in the game. And her pressure on Caitlin Clark was really the difference. And, you know, South Carolina had a great game plan and they made the right adjustments. So congratulations to them. And also congratulations to Caitlin Clark. You know, she was one of the biggest catalysts in the ascension of the women's basketball game. So even though she went out, you know, with a defeat, she did make it to back-to-back national championship games with Iowa, which is incredible given the makeup of her team. You know, she doesn't really have that many playmakers on the team, and most of the offense like has to run through her. So that was incredible for her to even get that team there. But, you know, hats off to Caitlin Clark on an incredible career, and I'm looking forward to see what she does on the next level in the WNBA. So moving forward to tonight, tonight's the men's game. We have the UConn Huskies versus the Purdue Boilermakers at 9:20 p.m. Eastern Time on TBS. Me personally, I'm going with UConn. They're the best team that I've seen all year. They're the most complete team on both ends of the court. Their offense is, you know, very, like, unlike like an Iowa team where Caitlin Clark is like the sole catalyst of the offense, I feel like UConn really runs the system. So, like, there's not one player that needs to facilitate the offense and make it go. They're just more so of a system, and everyone just plays their role. And I think UConn's the most complete team on both ends of the court, and they've showcased that for the past 2 years. And I think they win a close one. I wouldn't be surprised if Purdue won because they do have a team similar to UConn. But I just feel like UConn is more complete of a team. I think they have more pros when it comes to the NBA level. And I think Dan Hurley is going to make the difference. Yeah, I think he's an incredible coach, basketball IQ off the charts. So I'd be interested to see, you know, how the game goes, and also the battle of the big men, Zach Edey and Donovan Klingon. I think that's going to be an interesting matchup to watch. But overall, I just feel like somehow, some way, UConn figures out a way to neutralize Zach Edey enough to pull out the victory. So let me know who you have in the game tonight. I'm definitely interested to see how that one plays out. That's it for today's episode. Please subscribe to my newsletter. You'll see the link there in the show notes. And then also follow me on LinkedIn and Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you think about who's going to win the UConn game tonight. Let me know where you're planning on watching the solar eclipse, or let me know if you have any information on the solar eclipse and anything like that. Also, if you have any thoughts or comments on the Iowa women's game, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts as well. So I hope everyone has a great day. Enjoy the solar eclipse, enjoy the men's game tonight, and get ready to have a great week. I'll see you guys on the inside tomorrow.